We are learning Masechtas Shavuos Daf Yud Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of Daf Yud Amud Beis. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda is Mechadish, now another Shita. He says the same Rav Shimon, but it's really a fourth Shita, just another version of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is Rav Shimon ben Yechai, and Rav Shimon ben Yehuda says the same Rav Shimon ben Yechai. That what's Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Shita? That it's basically the Yom Kippur, the Musaf Yom Kippur does three things. Does Ein Ba V'yeshba, which means anybody did with chil v'yeshba v'soif. It does also aimba v'aimba, and it also does tahar she'achal satame, a tahar that ate kachem tame. It does all three. Then regalim does two of the three. It does aimba v'aimba and tahar she'achal satame. And then Rosh Chodesh does tahar she'achal satame. And the shaila is, where does he get this from, that the Yom Kippur does all three? Say, obviously he's not going to be able to hold that drasha of achas because he says it does three. But the hookers to each other, why aren't you holding a mayor? If all hookers to each other, do all three. So we have to explain this sheet of Shimon ben Yehuda. Zok to Gemara, my shnod the Rosh Chodashim, the loy mechapri ad regalim. We say Rosh Chodesh only does one thing. Tahar, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh only does Tahar Shachatami. Why? Because the pasuk of Rosh Chodesh, which is said in Parashat Shmini, says that va'oisa nosan lechem loses es avoin ha'eda lechap aleim fnei Hashem, and we learn that oven from tzitz that's talking about tumas kachim, but it says oven echaru noisiv enos and shnei avoin. There's only one oven. Which one is it? Tara she'achel es satami. The gam nami lo nichbar v'shchash namakra. There's another part of that drasha that everyone uses. It says oisa. In that same pasuk, we have a miyut of oisa and of avoin. Avoin says that Rosh Chodesh only does one avoin, and oisa says this is the only one that's mechaper for tahar she'achal satame. So what happened to that drasha? So therefore, how can you say that the other two, which is the musaf of regalim and the musaf of yom kippur, also mechaper for tahar she'achal satame? It says oisa, domakra oisa, oisa who noisa avoin, vein achar noisa avoin. He does not hold of the drasha of Isa. He doesn't hold of that drasha, and therefore we don't meet. And there's no meet that only Rosh Chodesh mechaper for Tarsha Chotami. He doesn't hold of that meet. Now Ma'ishdo Regalim Dloy mechaper Yom Kippurim the Amakra Achas Bashana Kaparos Loy Tel Achas Bashana. So like this, in the pasuk of Sar Nasa Bafnim, which is Hukash to Sar Nasa Bechotz, it says Achas twice. One of them is going on the Kapara, and one of them is going on the Shana. And we darshan a few times over the past few blat, that the teacher us, number one, is that it only does one Kapara, and number two, it only happens once a year. So the Gemara is going to ask, so Chisan should have both things. It only happens once a year, and only has one Kapara. So now, according to Shimon ben Yehuda, Itak only happens once a year. That the Musaf of Yom Kippur is for Aimba V'yeshba, that Aimba V'yeshba only once a year. But we're saying that does more than one kapara. Actually, the Musaf Yom Kippur, according to Shimon ben Yehuda, does three kaparas. It does Aimba V'yeshba, Aimba V'aimba, and Tahar she'achal satame. So the question is, if you hold its hookish to Pnimi and it has the drasha of Achas, and not like a man doesn't hold the hokus. We hold it a hekus because you hold the gabi achas that it only happens once a year. So why don't you darshan the achas of only one kapara? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara, ma'ishto the regalim loy mechapri ad yom kippurim doma kra achas b'shana kapara zu loy teil achas b'shana. What's pshat? We darshan that regalim are not mechaper on yom kippur's mechaper, which means regalim does not do the aimba v'yeshba. Why? Because it's achas b'shana kapara zulei ta achas b'shana, and we're saying, you know, it doesn't say that by chitzam, it's a hekesh to pnimi. Yachid yom kippur nami lenichbar al golem should not mechaper al golem achas ksiv kapara achas mechaper mechaper shtei kaparas. So the Gemara achas le'mashmalei. Why? Because amai dechik. What's the reason? Dechik ksiv achas. Take the word amai. Dechik ksiv achas b'sotir anasa b'fnim ksiv. Because it's talking about Sar Nasa Fnim, not Mechotz. So if that's true, so had the regal nami nichbaru al Yom Kippurim. The chik siv achas b'sar nasa b'fnim ksiv. Like we just said, you can't take it halfway if you don't have achas there at all. So let the regalim and mechaper also what the Musaf Yom Kippur is mechaper. And don't only have it once a year, because it doesn't say it by chitzon. So manav shach, if it says it, it should only have one kapara. And if it doesn't say it, it should be more than once a year. Zog the Gemara, loylom achas mashmalei. He holds the achas and he holds the hekesh. But pshat is like this. V'shani ocho, don't makro, v'chipa arana Aaron al Karnois of Achas Bashana. The Achas that goes on Kapara Achas, the Achas that goes on Kapara, is talking about when you spritz on the Mizbeach HaPrimi. So there, it's like a miyat on the Hekesh. And it's only the gay things that go on Mizbeach HaPrimi. Which means avad is a hekesh. The only problem is that it says mafurish the kapara achas drasha is talking about something gets spritzed on the mizbeach apnimi. And remember, obviously the sar nasar bechutz, which is like kamashmali kainu, it's bechutz. It's not nepeprim, and that's the regular musaf. There's nothing to do with mizbeach apnimi. So therefore, it's a miyat that din achas of kapara achas is only something that gets spritzed on mizbeach apnimi, which is what, which is the sar nasar befnim. So you know there's a hekesh, but legabi that there's no hekesh. The end of the pasuk that says achas b'shana, that's nothing to do with that. Not doesn't say it clearly on the mizbeach. It's in the same pasuk, but it's not after that. And therefore, that much we do learn. So therefore, according to Shimon ben Yehuda, the bottom line is it could do more than one kapara, but it's a specialized kapara only once a year. And therefore, the sar nasa b'chutzim kippur does three things. It does Eimba v'yeshba, Eimba v'Eimba, and also Tar Shachar Tamei. And Regalim does two things, but it we don't dash in Oysa, so it does two things, but it cannot do what the Yom Kippur does because it says Achas Mashon only happens once a year, and that is the Shita of Shimon Yehuda. So that with that few blat here, we explained the four different Shitas in our Mishnah of what the Musafim and the Seirim are Mechaper. And now we're going to start a new Sugya, which comes back to our Mishnah, and that's what the Sugya is doing. That's what the Sugya is doing over here. Zok de Gemara Omo Ula Om Rabbi Yechanan. Temidim shloi hutzurchu letzibur niftim temimim. We know that this is a fact that a carbon that's not a balmum, that's a shalim, that's a tamim, it cannot be paidit. Once that's kushas aguf, the only way to use it is by makir on the mizbeach. You can't be paidit for money. You can't transfer kedusha from the non-balmum to money. The only way is, if it becomes a balmum, then you can transfer it to money. Or kedusha is better gabayis, which is dumb, also can be transferred over. But kedusha aguf, which means something that's set aside for a carbon, you cannot transfer the kedusha off it. Now, they had a problem. The way it worked in the Beis Hamikdash was that everyone wanted to be mishtatif in the Tamidim, the whole Klai Yisrael, so they collected machzor shekel. But there's a halacha that it has to be from this year's machzor shekel. So every year, Shchayesh Nisan, they had to start using the new machzor shekel, the new trumos, the new donations. Because as pasuk says, Chodesh b'chotcha, yimidarshin chadesh v'avei karbon v'tshuma chadasha. So what's the problem? The thing is like this, that for the Tamid, they always had, every day, six Tala'im, six sheep that were all checked, napamum, ready for Tamid. And they used two of them. So every day they had four extra. That's the way it worked. They had to make sure it was Alacha, the Ein Paichsim, Shisha Tala'im, Amavakarim, Belishkos Tala'im. So they had always four extra that were set aside to be a carbon Tamid. So the last day of Adar, before Shkash Nisan, they have six, they use two of them. Now they have four extra. The four extra they can't use tomorrow, because tomorrow has to be used for the new Truma Chadasha. So what do you do with those four? So it says, Rabbi Yechanan says, Temidim shloi hutshechu letzibur, the four extra ones that they didn't need for tzibur, niftim temimim. They appointed it. They transfer the kedusha off of it, and they put it onto money. They use that money for the last year's trumas. What do they do with extra money from last year's machzor shekel? They make shiputzim for the mizbeach. They use it for the walls of Yerushalayim. So what they do is, they take $600, they transfer it's $400. Say four. They take the four sheep. They transfer the from the four sheep onto the $400. They use the $400 for rekuyei pachim, for covering the mizbeach and for fixing up the bedek abayis. That's what they use it for. They have to use the old truma. Then they take the new money and they buy back those four for next year. But what do you see? You could do. You see, it could be paida tamimim, which is a huge chiddush. So tamimim shahotzchu letzibur niftim tamimim. You can paida them tamimim. Yosef Rabba v'kamo l'hol ha-shmaitz. The Rabba was saying over the shmaitz, only Rechista. Rechista says to Rabba, man tzayis loch v'rabi yechon rabach. No one's ever going to listen to you or what your Rebbe says. V'chi kedushas v'hem l'hol yechon olcha. Where did the kedusha go? Kedusha guf doesn't go off like that. Om Allah, he says to him, at loy tizbara, you never heard of such a thing? The loy amirin kedushas v'hem l'hol yechon olcha. You don't think, I have the same kasha on you. You're going to be masking more so. When it comes to tzibur, for some reason, we relax and we say that we could be paid the tzibur. I'll bring you a raya. That's what he said back to him. Rabbi said, I'll show you that me and my Rebbe are right, because you'll agree that sometimes you do such a thing. But tonight, we'll into the Mishnah. Moisak daris ma'o oisim. So Ktaris also is one of the things that extra. Why? Because they prepared 365 monim of Ketairis for the year, plus 368 to be exact. And the 365 was used for the 365 days a year. Exactly how it comes 365 is a good question. But the extra three were used for the Yom Kippur to bring it inside, and bring it inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That was Mali Chafnayim, it was the it filled up a handful for Aaron HaKohen. It was always extra, because the handful was really a half a mana. So you really had 2.5 mana extra every year. And 2.5 mana every year extra, after 60 or 70 years, it landed up being almost half the amount you need for a year. Like it says, for those who say Pitamak Torah, some say twice, some three times a day, it says, Achas Shishim Shivim Shano, Ches Yashashraim. It said, it came out to half. It means this. That's what it means. It means that every 60 years, this extra 2.5 mana was so much, it was half the amount they needed for a whole year. So now, what do they do with this extra Ketairis? What do they do with it? Let's say, even every year. What do the extra, if they want to take care of this Ketairis, what do they do with it? So, Moise Ketairis Ma'o Oisin, Ba, what they did was, the umnum who made the Ketairis had to get paid. They got paid actually 10 mana of money, sorry, mana. So, what they did was, the Mishnah says in Mesechtes Shkolim, that the Moise Ketairis Ma'o Oisin, Ba, Mafrishim Eno Schara Umnim. First, what they do is they take money from the chumas, from the lishka, from the base mikdash, and they pay the umnim. That money goes chulim, because later pay the umnim with that money, comes chulim. Then they take the ketairis and they transfer the kedusha of ketairis onto that money. They actually never gave the money to the umnim because they don't want to give it back. What they do is the mezakeh to the umnim and comes chulim. Then they transfer the kedusha of the ketairis onto the money, and the ketairis becomes chulim. And then they take money from a Chumah Chadasha and they buy back the Ketairis and they put it towards next year. That's what they do. They can't use the extra for next year without doing this pidyon. And this pidyon is it's better to do with the money of the Omnim because it's more tznia milsa, like Rashi says. But what they did was, to get it to us, what they did was, they were poida Ketairis with Hakdush Shagov. They give the ketairis to the umnim b'scharon, and they buy back chumah chadasha, and the money goes chulin, and the ketairis becomes kadosh again. How you pay the ketairis? Where did the kedusha go? How did the kedusha go off the ketairis? Ketairis also kedusha go off. That's the kasha. He says to them, you Rav Chisda, you don't understand it. Ketairis does it. Says Nech, Omelik Ketairis Kamris, Shani Ketairis, on top of your Alf and Alf now, the Kedushas Domimu. Ketairis is different. Ketairis is Kedushas Domim. And Kedushas Domim, you can be part of the Daka. Don't bring a Raya from Ketairis. Ketairis is not Kedushas Gov, Kedushas Domim. So, Freight the Gemara, so you ask him back, what do you mean? Tell me Kedushas Domim? El Miato, Le Tivso, but Tvul Yoim. It should not become Tomei with a Tvul Yoim. A Tvul Yoim is someone who went to the Mikvah, didn't have Harav Shemesh yet. The only thing that he touches that becomes Tomei is someone that has Kedushas Gov. Not just dumb. So he said, El Miato, Loi Tifso Vitul Yoim. Aloma Tanya, Arlo into the Braisa, Nostom Machtashas, you put it into the grinder of the Ketairis, Nifsel is Tul Yoim. So you see, it must have Kedusha Guf. It must be the Machtashas is the Kli Ksharis. It gives the Kedusha Guf. So you see, Klar is Kedusha Guf, and you see, you paid it. So why don't you understand that the Tamid, the Machtashas, you paid it? You agree, it's such a musig, such an idea, that you can be paid something that has Kedusha Guf. The chi time you'll tell me be like this. Really, it's kedushas dom, and that's why you can point it. Why is apostle yoyim? Chi time we call kedushas dom and mifslo matul yoyim. Maybe even kedushas dom and become apostle yoyim. I'll show you in a first mishnah, not like that. Vatanan, hamenachos moyalim b'hem. Menachos, once you make it kadosh, even kedushas dom, there's meila moyalim b'hem. Moyalim b'hem is shehokdashu when it comes kadosh. Kitchu b'kli, if you put it into a keli. A klisharis hukshuru, it becomes now nigmar lifsov at full yoyim, becomes full yoyim. Umchusse kapurim, even someone who didn't bring his karma yet also become possible with that. Uvelina, if it goes overnight, it's possible lina, and that happens when after kitchuvikli in loy kitchuvikli loy. So he said like this. The chesmer is like this. He said that the tamidim reviachan said tamidim are you can pay to them. So he said, so chesmer, what are you talking about? You can't be kushukov can't come off. That's a fact. So he says, what do you mean? You're not asking that sort of thing by a tzibur that it comes off? Because you see by Ketairis to do it. So he said, no, Ketairis is dumb. So he says, if Ketairis is dumb, why is the apostle Yoyim? And don't tell me Dama has to Psul Yayim. Refer to Mishnah that says only something that Kedusha Guf, Kedusha Kli Nisharis, becomes possible with Psul Yayim. So it must be Elamai, Kedusha Guf, it must be Kedusha Guf. So the only problem is, then back Shver on you. Elamiyata. So if you're saying now, if Rabbi is saying that has Kedusha Guf, Tifso Belina, it should become Psul Belina. Which means if it goes overnight, it's possible. Aloma Tanan. So why do we learn the Mishnah? In the same Mishnah, continuation of that Mishnah, we separated for a reason, we'll explain it out soon. But it says that Kaimitz Valavoina. Kaimitz what you mark down the Mizbeach, Valavoina also, Vakatoires, or Minchas Kahanim, which is the whole thing is Kalil. The whole Mincha, you don't do not only the Kaimitz, the whole time Mincha goes on Mizbeach, or Minchas Kayin, Mashiach. Meshuach, which means the chavitim of the kohen gadol every day, u'minchas the sachim, also which you make of the whole thing. Ma'ir lememes mila, meshoktishu when you make it. Kitchu bekli, you point at the kli, hokshu lifsa b'tol yoyim, u'mechus shekapurim uvelina. Kitchu bekli in loy kitchu bekli loy. So you see that there's psulina once I'm a kash of a kli. So the kash is like this. That malav shach. If katoris is kedushas damim, so then why is it possible lina? So elamai is kedusha guf. If it's kedusha guf, so why? That's tol yom. If it's kedusha dam, why is it possible yom? It's as clear as it's tol yom after it goes to machdashas. Teretz is it's kedusha guf in the machdashas already when it goes to the grind. If it's kedusha guf already, so then why is it not possible lina? It says Clara here, Ketores is not possible lino by Ketores. It's Clara in this Mishnah, not by Ketores, not possible lino until I'm a Kaddish of a Kli. So what's going on over here? So, and for the Gemara, so Rashi speaks out why we separate Hamanachas, Mayalim, and next Mishnah. Why we separate the two? He says the reason is because here you're makriv the entire Kaimitz, the entire thing. Before, you're not makriv the entire thing. That's why it's separating two things. Hamanachas is the part of the kaimitz and the rest of the mincha. And these things are all things that are kula kalal. That's why we separate the two mishnayos. But the bottom line is, it's klar, by katoris, only by kitchu bikali, I put it into the keli, then it becomes pasul belina. So what is going on over here? So Gemara answers, omalei lina ka'amrit, shani katoris, hoil v'tsurasa b'chol ha'shana kula, it does not have lina. Rashi learns the Torah like this, that lina, since there's a regular piece of meat that goes overnight, it gets spoiled a little bit. But Ketores does not get spoiled if it goes overnight. So therefore, even though it's in the Machteshes already, which is Kedusha Guf, Avada is Kedusha Guf, it still does not become Psolina. Come Psol Tol Yoyim, why? Because it has Kedusha Guf in the Machtesh already. And therefore we have a Raya, Kedusha Behen Heichan Holcha. Where did it go? How can it point it? We have that Raya. The kasha was, if it had Kedusha Guf, what happened to Psolina? The answer is, there's no Psolina by Ketores ever, according to Rashi. There's no Psolina by Ketores. Why? Because Ketores doesn't change colors. Doesn't change its tzura. I can ask me, so what's behind this mission? It says, Kitchu Bekli, then it becomes Psolina. So Rashi, it's only the Rabbanon. Let's see the Rashi, the first wide line. Hoyle v'tzurasa, einim v'shanes merirsa, hilkach, apakav Kedusha Gufi. It's Kedusha Guf real. Loy mifsolina omiu mishkitcha bekli likarev gozer barabonam solina rabonam gozer psolina dilma osilach shuri b'sharam eskasha mekli bishlom is in machtashas. It's not getting mixed up with other things. It has kedusha guf in the machtash and the grinder. It's not getting mixed up with other things. Once it goes to the keli of today's keli, it's getting mixed up with other things. So we said, you know what, it's psolina, but really, with the rice, no psolina. So the bottom line is, I'm going to stop right here. Is we're going to speak out Taisa, but we'll stop right here. And the cheshbon is that we had a gemara that says to me them you can repay this. He says, what are you talking about? He says, what the Taisa can do it. So he proved dilmaisa without a shadow of doubt. Taisa has kedusha guf. What's the raya? Has psol tovol yayim. So Ketores has Kedusha Guf. The only question, what happened to Lina? According to Rashi, the Ketores is because there is no Lina by Ketores. The Mishnah says there is Lina by Ketores. That's Midr Abana. Tosis is not like this. Pshat is a little different. Tosis says Avada is a Psolina by Ketores. But when you put it into the Machtash, there's no Psolina. Why? Because the Ketores says to make Ketores. Ketores meant to make Ketores for a year in advance. You don't make Ketores every day. You don't grind fresh Ketores. It's made in advance. Therefore, the Torah did not have Lina in the Machdash. You know, Hektu Shaguf, there's only Lina. Lina only happens by the second Keli. Taisa says, L'chei Nero L'Farah, Shani Ketores, Hol V'Tzurasa Kol HaShana Kula, She'ikim Mitzvasa B'kach. La soisa kula betchilas shana, so there's no din lina when you're making a makdashas. But vada in the kitchen of kli, it's real the rice in the lina. That's the difference between rice, with the rice in the lina or not. And right here we're holding, we have to explain why taka, what happened to the kedusha taka, but it's proven that it happens, by tzibra it happens. And therefore he's right by tamidim because it happened by ketores. So that's why. And that will be, Mitzvah Shem, we will start from tomorrow, we will explain that musaf.